Love Talk Radio.
Greetings, I. Shalom.
Just you and me on the line so far.
Oh, just me and you?
Toy, you haven't got that to connect you.
Huh?
What you said?
I'm not on yet.
It's just your... we just now signing on now.
You.
I got you on mute.
You got me on mute?
Yes.
Oh, good.
No, I don't. You want to be on mute? Hi, good evening, Mom.
Good evening.
Mr. Ronald.
Yeah.
Hello.
Saying hello to us.
Good evening, Aunt Betty.
Good evening.
Okay, good evening, everyone. I have, so far, Hubert online, LaToya online, Mom and Daddy Werner, and Auntie Betty. Okay, hopefully the callers will be calling in soon. Okay, I have Brian.
Yes. And Daniel.
And Daniel, good evening.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
We have Auntie Betty, Mom, Daddy Verna, Hubert, and LaToya online. Yes.
What happened?
Well, we're waiting for everyone else to join in. I don't have everyone online yet. So hopefully everyone will be called.
I'm
sorry?
It's a lot of noise. Is it here?
No, I can't hear it. Is it coming out of my phone?
I don't know. It's just making a lot of crazy noise.
Static.
Driving or something. Driving in a car or whatever.
It might be my phone. I'm not sure.
Go away from
I can't hang up. The noise still there?
No.
Okay. Thank you. I think it is that phone. Okay, we have Bruce. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, Bruce, we have Daniel, Brian, Auntie Betty, Mom, Daddy Verna, Hubert, and Latoya online. Are you by yourself?
I am.
Okay. Did you get my message?
No, ma'am.
Well, while we're waiting for everyone, do you have your Bible today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you do Ephesians 5, 3 through 7 for me, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
No problem.
Supposed to be in today?
Angela's in her book club meeting tonight, so I'm your
okay.
host. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
well, that's probably everybody there. You know?
Well, I'm going to give everyone at least another minute. I did call everyone. I didn't get a hold of everyone, but I did call everyone. So I'm going to give them one more minute, and then no one else joined. We'll just go ahead and get started. I do thank you for your patience. Okay, I guess we'll go ahead and get started. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, the Nellums Family Weekly Prayer Line. And tonight, Loretta, myself, I will be your host. Angela is in her book club meeting, and may God bless her meeting tonight. Well, today, our topic is on what to read when you're greedy. But first of all, I would like to bless the line. And everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the line and the opening of the prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come boldly before you, giving you honor and praising you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and patience. Dear Father, we ask that you bind up anything that is not of you away from our prayer service tonight. Instead, we ask that you let your presence be with us and move throughout these phone lines tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless this family, the ones that are here tonight and the ones that could not be with us tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you fill us with your Holy Spirit. Let your Holy Spirit move through us, in us, and with us. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, once again, the topic is on what to read when you are greedy. The definition that I found is that greed is that obsession with accumulating material things. A greedy person values material goods more than they value God. The Bible also tells us that greed is something that you can never be satisfied. The greedy will with us deception to acquire material goods. The greed will lie and use false pretense to acquire goods at the expense of others. The Bible also tells us that God does not reward us by the amount of material goods we accumulate during our lifetime here on earth. God judges us by our relationship to Jesus Christ, our love of God, and our love of our fellow man. Amen.
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 Okay, the person that I had to read Psalms is not here. Daniel, would you do us the honor of reading Psalms 62, 1 through 2 and 10?
Well, I'm not ready.
Yes, I can come back to him. Mom, you want to go ahead and do Ecclesiastic for us, please?
Okay. I'm reading Ecclesiastic chapter 2, 1 through 11. Chapter 2, 1 through 11.
Amen.
I said in my heart, go to now. I will prove thee with Mar. Therefore enjoy pleasure, and behold, this also is vanity. I said of Lasar, it is mad, and a mirror. What does it? I thought in mine heart to give myself unto wine, yet acquired my heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was that good for the Son of Man, which they should under the heaven all the days of their life. I made me great work, I built me houses, I planted me vineyards, I made me garden of orchards, and I planted trees in them of all kind of fruit. I made me pools of water to water there within, the wood that bringeth forth trees. I got me servant and maiden, and had servant born in my house. I also had great possession of great and small cattle above all that was in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold, and the particular treasure of kings and the proverbs. I got me men singing and women singing, and the delight of the son of men, as musical instrument, and that of all salt. So I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me, and whatsoever my eyes desired, I kept from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all that labor. And this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the work that my hand had wrought, and on the labor that I have labored to do. And behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no proof under the sun. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we have Brian coming to us from Luke.
Yeah, I found some on greed. Luke, it's Luke 37 through.
Okay.
I'll just read it right here. But I'm starting at 37, chapter 11.
Okay.
And as he spoke, a certain Pharisee asked him to dine with him. So he went in and sat down to eat. When the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. Then the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees make the outside of the cup and dish clean, but your inward part is full of greed and wickedness. Did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But rather give alms of such things as you have, then indeed all things are clean to you. But woe to you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass by.
Now, who all still here?
What happened?
I think, Brian has trouble in the apartment with his phone sometimes. Right? A little technical difficulty. We'd like to thank you all for joining the Fellow Family Hour of Prayer, and we will be continuing momentarily. Shalom, shalom.
Okay, here he comes. Brian?
Sorry about that.
I couldn't tell you where you was at. Had you started in 12?
No. It was like
37:11.
Mm-hmm. About cleaning the inside and the outside.
Yeah, I was on 43, I think.
Okay, go ahead.
Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the best seats of synagogues and greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, which are not seen, and the men who walk over them are not aware of them. Amen.
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 Okay, next we have Auntie Betty coming to us, please, out of 2 Corinthians.
I'm reading 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 through 15. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth abundantly shall reap also abundantly. Every man according as he purchased in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly, necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always have sufficient in all things, and may abound to every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both ministereth bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruit of your righteousness. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of this service not only supplies the want of the saints, but it abounds also by many thanksgiving unto God. I, by the experiment of this administration, they glorify God for your professors' objection unto the gospel of Christ and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. And by this prayer for you, which long after you had the exceeding grace of God in you, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. Amen.
Amen. Okay, next we have Bruce coming to us out of Ephesians.
Okay. I have Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3, 7. And it reads, but fornication and all uncleanness of covenant, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor coarse jest, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers of this. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, Daniel, you ready to come to us from Psalms?
Okay, I'm reading out of Psalms 62. My soul waiteth upon the God, upon God.
Yeah. And you have a bad connection. Yeah, y'all have a bad connection. Try to find a good location.
Gotta be somebody else. How now?
You okay now?
That's better.
Yeah,
that's better.
Okay.
Okay. Truly my soul waited upon God. For him cometh my salvation. He is my life. He is my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. I'm jumping to 10. Trust not in that. And thank you. God has spoken once, twice, have I heard of it.
We're losing you.
That's somebody else. Sound like somebody driving.
Sounding y'all up, man.
Amen.
Amen. We're here in We like to apologize for the temporary difficulties. But nevertheless, we still continue on. Loretta is your host today. We'd like to welcome you all to Blog Talk Radio, Nellis Seminary Weekly Prayer. Loretta?
Thank you. Okay, next we have Latoya coming to us out of 1 John.
All right, I'll be reading chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, so that anyone who believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God did not send his son into the world to condemn it, but to save it. There is no eternal doom awaiting those who trust him to save them, but those who don't trust him have already been tired and condemned for not believing in the only Son of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. Next we have Bruce doing the birthday greeting. The only person that I have for a birthday is Dred Hubertson. His birthday is the 31st of August. Is there any other birthdays? Okay, Bruce, you want to do the 2 minutes fame of birthday song?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Dred. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. We're going to go right on into the second shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head again for the second shut-in. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you heal our family, friends, and loved ones that are not well today. We ask that you lift them up in a mighty way. Give them strength to keep them reading your words and believing in your word. By his stripes, you are healed. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you apply the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us, including the ones that are not well. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that we know that everything is possible with you and that you can do anything except fail. We decree and declare that all is well, Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we honor your name. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Bless your God, Raphael.
Amen. Okay, that concludes our show, our topic on what to read when you're greedy. And I'm just going to go down the list as the callers came in, if there's something else that you want to share. And before I get started with that, I need to ask if, Hubert, do you have a Bible today?
No, I don't have one at hand today, I.
Okay, all right. Let's see here. I'm trying to bring closure here.
But I do have
Brian.
A question, Martin. Come again?
That's okay, I'll come back to you. Brian, can you be my closer tonight?
Brian?
Not now, but I just need to know before I get started with the open session.
Okay.
Are you there? Okay, all right. Okay, I have Mom. Is there anything else that you want to share?
No.
Okay, Mr. Daddy Verna.
Yes, ma'am. I got
Amen.
A few words I'd like to share. I'd like to share a few words about Ruth and Naomi. This
Amen.
Is a love and truth story. Love and truth story. Naomi's mother-in-law, she was she really loved Ruth. And Ruth, the daughter-in-law, she really loved her mother-in-law with Naomi. And we got a few words here. The many times in life we are tempted to try to second even proper procedure because we fear an acceptable outcome. One of the main reasons behind the fear, the fact that we tend to think of the level of man. That is, we do not factor God in our life equation. This was a mistaken made by the fire sent by Moses to scout the promised land years before the time of Ruth and Boaz. But we have also studied from previous lessons that God often does become involved, and the entire income is dedicated by him. Boaz wanted to marry Ruth, and it is entirely possible that his pure human side wanted to entertain ways of avoiding the application of the standing law for the fear the other relative might choose to claim Ruth. But Boaz was a man who believed in God. He already knew that God was able to make a way. The same belief and faith should be characterized in all Christian believers today. Now, Boaz could have been, you know, like some other called a shortcut. So he was afraid the brother emulated Boaz and that the other relative was brother. But they didn't name the other brother's name. But Boaz had to go through this law and the procedure he had to do it right. The other way he could have did it wrong and he probably wound up wrong. But he knows
right.
that God would make a way for him, so he went on the right way. And he wound up with the land and Ruth. And it come out the fourth chapter of Ruth. We've got four chapters, so we all have read that soon. But it is a real good story.
Amen. Amen.
All right. A kinsman redemption. Kinsman redemption is that law.
Okay. All right. Next I have is Hubert. Is there anything you want to share with us tonight?
Yes, I do. I would like to first of all say, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. And I would like y'all to accept my absence for the last 4 weeks. I've been building on my dream to have my own garage, and it's been coming together pretty prosperous right now for us, getting it shot up, and it's going to last, hopefully, with faith in the Lord that I serve. And second of all, I joined the church today. I went to church this morning. I've been in a storm trying to get everything together here in the storm of life itself. And and when I walked in the church today, I was sitting out trying to find some clients. I was out trying to find some clients, and I heard this service going on last Tuesday night. And I wanted to go over there, but then I did. So this Sunday morning, I got up and made my mind to go there. And I went and I joined the church. And when I walked in the church, the topic for the day was on, as a man thinketh, so is he. We need to change our thinking, is what the preachers were saying, the pastor was saying. Because as we be listening to whom we listen to, and we conform our mind to the one that we receive, the words that we receive, but it might not apply for us in the purpose of God for us in our own DNA. And so that caused conflict. That's where the struggle and the battle began up in the mind. See? And we have to take those thoughts and cast those strongholds down. Because that's where the battle is with the mind. As a man believes, so is he. So who are we listening to? What the pastor kept saying. And that was right where I were. People hear me when I talk or do that. And we shouldn't be wasting time trying to convince someone who you're speaking to, but they really don't hear you. Time to keep the dust off your feet and walk on. That's my addition and to what the pastor was saying about we have to know who we're listening to. We should be listening to the word of God. That should be our guide. That should be our light in our path to guide us through this life while we're just traveling through as strangers in this world. We're in the world, but we shouldn't be of the world. And then with that, the church that I joined is the Assembly of Truth. And see, truth is not going to change to accommodate no one. Nobody, no angel, nothing of creation. But the truth is God. The reason it's so hard when you speak the truth for people to receive you, because they have been deceived with a lie. And they rather believe the lie they've been believing it so long. Until it became true to them. That's why the Lord said, I said, send strong derision to make them believe that lie that they want to hold on to. So we're going to have to be careful who we're listening to. And that's why I say the renewing of our mind. Know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Not you shall be free just because you know the truth. It's going to make you free if you hold on to the truth. One thing, we all know what is truth. It is in our in part. That's what God wants in all of us, to have truth in our inward part. King David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee, O Lord. For thou knowest my heart. And that's what God does. He searches our reins and our hearts to cleanse us of our secret faults or our secret sins or sins unaware that it is a sin unto him for this particular creation for humans or in an individual. So that's why we all must have a one-on-one relationship with God. Personally.
Amen. 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 So did I hear you, say you joined the church today?
Yes, I joined the Assembly of Truth. I don't know the name of the street that it's on. I can't hardly read the fine print. But it's the Assembly of Truth over here off of Peter Street at McDaniel. Well, it's another street I have to cross McDaniel, but that's the name of the street that is on. I'm going to find out later, and next week I'll have the address. But I joined today,
okay,
and we've got a lot of things going on.
Okay, well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Blessing. Amen.
Okay, next I have Auntie Betty. Do you have anything you want to share with us tonight?
Yes.
Okay, LaToya. LaToya, do you have anything you want to share with us tonight?
No.
Okay, next I have Brian.
Nope.
Daniel?
Just say hello to everybody, and I love them.
Amen.
Love you too.
Amen. Okay, Bruce, do you have anything you want to share with us tonight?
Yeah, a little bit. Actually, I wanna go back to the topic of when you were greedy, and
amen.
Hold on. I basically want to go back to Luke. What's written here on the text from Luke 12, 13, and 21. And the reason why I wanted to actually go back is as Christians, we strive to be more Christ-like. And in this particular text, you know, Jesus is talking, so I really want to make sure that we're getting it. So I'm going to go ahead and read Luke 12, and 13 to 21 real quick, and then I have something else real short after that. But then one from the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses." Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?' So he said, 'I will do this, and I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasures for himself and is not rich towards God.'"
Amen.
But real quickly, I just want to say that God is good. You may notice that I'm by myself tonight. My wife is not with me. But I want to quickly just say, God has blessed my wife with a new job.
Praise the Lord.
Not worked more than 7 years, so I want to ask that the family pray for her and our family as we are in a transition and moving around schedules as well. So I just wanted to give that little praise report on the top of that.
Amen.
And that God is good. And
all the time.
Praise God. And just tell everybody to have a great week.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise report.
Yeah.
Okay. Do anyone else have anything else they want to share tonight before Brian come to us with the closing? Okay. Brian, you want to go ahead and do the closing here? I'll be doing the reading from Matthew 6:9.
Yes, I.
Okay, you're breaking up. This is not going to work. We need to hear it. Can you go somewhere else in the room?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yes.
Better.
"In this manner, therefore, pray: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I would like to thank everyone for participating in the topic tonight on when you are greedy. Next week we have Be Encouraged group, and they'll be on God perspectives on what to read when you're in a position of responsibility. So I pray that everyone have a blessed week. I love you all, and good night.
Night.
I went to the valley, to pray. It felt so good that I stayed all day.
All day.
Now we got God in our lives, and there's nothing more we could need. I stepped in the water. The waters were cold. Heal my body, my soul. Cause I got God in my
life.
There's nothing more we should need. We'd like to thank you all for joining us to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. We'd like to invite you all back next week and thank you all for the occasion. Baruch Yah. Praise the Lord.
Have a blessed week. Love you all.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Doug. You must put us on hold and dial somebody up.